when you talk about your family lineage, when you talk about these stories of overcoming, it gives our kids greater purpose. And we link that to questions that we ask them to help them find greater purpose in their lives. What are things that get them outside of themselves? Because we know as young kids, they get into these narcissistic years. They get into these years where it's just very difficult for, like, they're very self-centered and self-focused, and we get frustrated as parents. But the more that we can give them a sense of purpose, they want to know that there's something, there's a story greater than themselves. And as parents, we have the ability to do that, to give them a story bigger than themselves.
You're listening to the In This Together podcast with Dr. Josh and Christy Straub, a podcast dedicated to helping you live, love, and lead well as a spouse, a parent, and a human being.
Because no matter where you're at on your journey, you're not alone. We're in this together.
Welcome back to the In This Together podcast. Today, we are talking about what makes your family unique. We're talking about purpose as a family, and it might be something you've thought about. It might be something that's never even crossed your minds, which we were there not so long ago, where you're just in the trenches and you're just trying to survive. But as you start to crawl yourself out of that place, I think the question of purpose starts to come up. It's, what are we here for? Like, what are we about? How are we different than other people? What are we living for? Are we just chasing after what the families and culture around us says we're to do? And so we want to talk about that today.
Yeah. And one of the biggest things for us is we did a survey not long ago that we asked the greatest parenting struggle of our day. And the number one struggle was too busy or not enough time. Mm-hmm. And I think for so many of us, you know, I even remember, and one of my favorite stories is C.S. Lewis in the great, was it the Great Divorce? I'm sorry, the Screwtape Letters. It was in the Screwtape Letters. And he wrote about Wormwood and, mm-hmm. and the senior demon, right? And the junior demon is asking the senior demon, you know, he was frustrated because he's like, I can't make them bad. You know, I can't make them bad. And the senior demon looks at him and says, you don't have to make them bad. You just have to make them busy. And I think so often in our culture today, we live in the busiest culture, probably arguably the busiest culture in the history of the world. We're running frantic. Everybody has the same amount of time in a day, but we feel like we're just cramped, like we don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have young kids, especially in the survival years, we want you to hear, like, it really does feel like there's not enough time. Like, you're just barely trying to survive. And so as you listen to this episode, we want to take that into account as it relates to, because I mean, we were there just not long ago, and trying to find what made our family unique was a journey for us, but it was one of those things that I think it was ongoing.
It was ongoing. Still is ongoing. I mean, it's a discovering, because you're discovering who you are and discovering.
It's a becoming. We are becoming.
Which is our, if you missed the first episode of season 5, which was just
last week,
that's what we've decided that this season of the In This Together podcast is about: becoming, who we are becoming and becoming, the process of becoming.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
So we want to challenge you, what makes your family unique? And this question comes out of a book by Patrick Lencioni called The Three Big Questions of a Frantic Family. And he asked the question, what makes your family more unique than any other on the block or any other than in your neighborhood? And I believe, to just take this a step deeper for a second, I believe that our kids are not ours. I think our kids are God's. But I do believe that God created the family so that we on this earth had a home. And I use the word home, I hold it loosely, but I also hold it deeply, because I believe I don't believe this is our home, but I believe we're aliens and strangers on this earth. But as close to home, our heavenly home, as we can get, God gave us family. And home is base. Home is like, it's the place that we can come back to and feel safe. It's the place we're supposed to feel the safest in the planet. And I think as a result of that, as we see throughout research over and over and over again, our kids become who we are. And so who are we becoming? Are we giving our kids purpose? Kids who have purpose, and there's one particular study, I wrote this in Safe House actually. I can put Safe House in the show notes if you haven't listened, read that book yet. But in that book, there was a major study done that looked at kids' self-worth and their self-competence later in life. And what they found was that when we ask questions of our kids at dinner time or at any time, but you tell them stories and you ask them questions about really the things in life that give them greater purpose. Mm-hmm. So for instance, you might tell them a story about how you met your spouse, how their parents met. You might tell them a story about how their grandparents met. You might tell them a story about a difficult experience that you had to overcome, a struggle that you had to overcome. When you talk about your family lineage, when you talk about these stories of overcoming, it gives our kids greater purpose. And we link that to questions that we ask them to help them find greater purpose in their lives. What are things that get them outside of themselves? Because we know as young kids, they get into these narcissistic years. They get into these years where it's just very difficult for, like, they're very self-centered and self-focused, and we get frustrated as parents. But the more that we can give them a sense of purpose, they want to know that there's something, there's a story greater than themselves. Mm. And as parents, we have the ability to do that, to give them a story bigger than themselves.
And I think for all of you who are listening, I mean, we all come from very different backgrounds. If we grew up in a home that felt like the safest place on earth, some of us grew up in a home that felt dangerous and unpredictable, and you felt very unsafe. Some of you might know your family story and know stories about how your parents met, or about your grandparents and your aunts and uncles, and you feel like you're part of a bigger story. And then some of us feel like we've just have a whole lot of questions and we were never told those things. And it is amazing when you actually stop and go back to think about your own family of lineage, whether you know or you don't know the questions you have, or the sort of the answers or the thing you feel like you belong to. It is amazing how much that colors you and your story and your world. And even how you view yourself in the world, like you belong to something or you feel sort of like alone and an alien, one who's just kind of, you know, by themselves in the world. And that's really what we're talking about here. And it doesn't necessarily mean talking about the great things about your family. You know, sometimes people will struggle. I don't want to tell my kids about their grandparents or about how I grew up because it wasn't good, or it was really hard, and what is amazing is that they don't find that it's the great stories that give kids a sense of purpose. It's the stories of overcoming that give the kids a sense of purpose. It's the times that dad, you know, struggled through high school, felt like an outsider, felt like a loner. Maybe, you know, mom's family didn't have a lot of money growing up. Whatever the story is, but there's a story of struggle, but also of overcoming. And it sets kids up in a way that they don't feel like they have to be perfect and they have to live out this like hero story, or something's being placed, or, you know, some really high expectations being placed on them because look how great mom and dad were, or how great their grandparents or their family is. But stuff happened to our family. There was hard things, there was good things, but look at us. Look how we're overcoming and we're becoming something new. And you can do that too.
And it's really about finding purpose in the suffering.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about just even in throughout scripture that, you know, to find joy, rejoice in suffering. Because with suffering comes perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. So you go to Romans 5:3-5, or even James, you just really find that who we are comes out of our suffering. And
our unique suffering. Let's say that too.
Yeah.
Because there are things that your family has walked through generationally, or just in your nuclear family, that your children will take on because it is unique to them. It may become a passion for them. It may become a driving force in their life for good, but it's something, it's unique. If you look at stories where they've overcome, you know, generations of racism or exile, or there was war and there was, you know, transition in family where they've had to become, you know, start life over again, what you'll start to see is these generations and families of strength and power, because it's these kids feel so empowered that this is what my family did.
And there was purpose.
Uh-huh.
There's purpose beyond them. And I think, you know, I love what A.W. Tozer said. I doubt God can use any man or person greatly until he's hurt him deeply. Mm-hmm. And those are, you know, you look at that, and this episode's taken a turn that I didn't realize it was going to take, but
we
talk about the suffering and the pain, but there's, you know, that's the God we serve. And so I think it's so incredible. I think this is an incredible direction that this conversation is going, because, you know, if you are in pain or you are experiencing hurt, then don't press into that. Don't waste it. See what God is doing in it. Where is he in it? Because he hasn't left you there. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Doesn't matter how deep our pain, he's with us. And so that's the cool part about this. As we step out into that, then, what are the values that we want our family to live by? What are the things that do make our family unique? And one of the best ways that we describe this, or one of the ways that we have done it, is as we set our family values. So what we want to do is we want to encourage you to set family values. Set your family values, and then So have your, if you're married, you know, as spouses, one of you can go off and put your kind of top 10 values if you want, and the other spouse go do the same thing, and then come together and try to find 3 to 5 values that you live by, that you want to live by.
And just to like break that down for a second though, like if you don't know what he's talking about when he's saying family values, basically it's just something you want your family to live by, be known for, you want to go after.
Maybe and you may already be living it. So start there. Start by the way that you're already living your life. If you're a type of family who's serving, like you decide you don't want to have a family Thanksgiving, and you actually go to a homeless shelter on Thanksgiving to serve families, service is probably one of your values already. Mm-hmm. Or let's say that you love having families over to your house, and you have families over to your house at least once a week, or your hospitality may already be a value you're living by. Start with how you already are living your life, because those values may already be being lived out in your life.
Like for us, we realized adventure was one of ours, because we would rather, and we've always been this way, but we've always prioritized travel or doing things rather than buying things. So adventure is a big one for us. Integrity is one for us, in the sense that integrity, in my definition, is being on the outside who I am on the inside. So that you are, when you know me, when you hear me even on this podcast, you know who Christy really is. I'm not one person behind closed doors and one person outside. I'm not one person with my husband and a different person with my friends. So integrity, being who you are inside and out, was a big one for us. But it's those things that you're like, oh, I'm just, it just makes you up. And it likely will be different husband and wife, but you'll also notice you have these commonalities where the two of you together, the team, has its own unique makeup that is so different than other people. And somehow just the exercise of doing this is so freeing, because you start to realize like, yeah, our friends, so-and-so, who I've like kind of envied their life, like I like how they live it. I realize that's not for me to live. And I've always wondered why our life didn't look like theirs, or we've tried to make our life look like, and it just didn't work. Like it just didn't feel right. You're just made up to do something that's different, and your purpose is different. Mm-hmm. And that's the most freeing thing, I think, is living authentically out of who you are. It's the most exhausting way to live, to try to be someone else.
Yeah. And one of the things that we, you know, I think that's what's so hard about it. It's exhausting trying to live like someone else. Mm-hmm. And so what ends up happening is we just get caught into culture.
Yeah.
And we start putting our kids in activities that we're running frantic because we're afraid they might not turn out a certain way.
Yeah.
And our fears, our internal fears, drive how we raise our kids, how we live our family life. You know, I had a conversation with a neighbor not long ago about pulling our son out of baseball, out of t-ball, because he just it didn't make sense for him to be playing t-ball because t-ball's boring, first of all. They hit the ball three times in an hour game, and I could teach him way more in the backyard in an hour than standing around, just running around, picking up grass and staring at the sky, but in the outfield. But I remember the guy said to me, he's like, you know, did you, you know, do you realize that if he's not put back in, you know, by the time he's 10, he's going to be so far behind that he won't be able to catch up. And I looked at him and I was like, I'm okay with that. And the dad looked at me as if I had like three heads. Like, you're okay with your son falling behind in baseball? Like, oh my gosh, like what's wrong with you? And the reality is that we would rather, first of all, study our kids' interests. What is it they're passionate about? What is it they love doing? Pour into that. Pour into that thing they love to do. But don't sign up for activities out of the fear that your child may fall far behind. By the way, I actually want to mention this. So over the Christmas holiday, we were talking about how many, my brother-in-law asked me, he's like, how many football players actually become pro? Like, what is the actual number? And
did you research this?
We researched this. And and so, well, because we wanted to look at baseball, we ended up talking about hockey. And as I'm talking about this, I'm actually doing this. How many college?
Oh, so you have to make it to play college too.
Well, yeah,
because that's even a feat.
Well, yeah, imagine playing D1 college and then what it is on average.
Okay.
Anyway, so I found this number, and I'm not finding it right now, and I'm not sure why, but probably because I'm on the podcast. And how many college players go pro? Here we go. I think I found this, and fewer than 2% of NCAA student athletes. So you have to be an athlete in college, go to professional sports. So fewer than 2% of college go on to play. So, and it's even less than football and depending on the sport you're looking at. So at any rate, all that to say,
I want to know the percentage of like T-ball players in like little league T-ball that goes on to play professional.
But the whole point is we parent out of our fears.
Yeah.
We get these expectations, and I think what's important is rather than allowing the culture to dictate who your family is becoming, we as families want to dictate the culture around us.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes. To have influence on the people around us.
Yes.
So that we're the type of people that are living a life, we're the type of families that are living a life where other people are looking and saying, how do I get my family to be like that? And then we in turn can influence those families.
And I think also giving people the permission, they're different, but I like it.
But I like it.
I want to be free like that.
Yeah.
As opposed to follow along with the prescribed set of rules of this is how it goes.
Yes. And so we want to invite you into we're actually doing this. So this year, because a lot of times this is so difficult to do because we're already busy and we're not intentional about sitting down and doing it. So,
and honestly, can I just also say this too? Your uniqueness is so normal to you, you often don't see it. The things that make you unique as a person and certainly as a family, they're normal to you. So you cannot see how that's even unique.
It's such a great point.
And you need outside eyes and insights, really, from out to say, no, like that's so uncommon. That is so unique to you. And like, this is what I love about you and your family. This is what I see in you.
Yeah. So we have a 4-week family purpose group that we are running, and we want to introduce you to it right now. Do you feel like there's not enough time in the day? Like your family is just too busy? Maybe you're ready to lead your family differently. You see the years passing by, and there's still so much you want to instill in your kids. And there's also memories that you want to make with your spouse. In other words, you want to lead your family to live on purpose.
In 2019, we are so excited to announce we will be offering a 4-week group coaching program called Your Family Purpose. In this program, you'll be coached each week by Josh via Zoom to establish family values, write down tangible plans for the year ahead, and make healthy decisions about how you do family.
Visit thestraubco.com to sign up today for the Your Family Purpose group coaching program. That's thestraubco.com.
We want to help leaders live, love, and lead well, beginning at home.
The reason that we are excited about this is because we want to go deeper with families. We want to be able to serve you. As we mentioned last week in the first episode of season 5, we want to be able to serve more families in a deeper way. And so if this is something that you are interested in, we would love to be able to journey with you. We are making it so that it's private community of families who are serving one another, just going deeper with one another. And a lot of times we just need someone to hold us. That's really what coaching is all about. Just someone to hold us to the fire, and guide us and direct us and get us to put these things on paper. And so, so what we'll do is we'll walk through values. We'll walk through action steps with each of those values in your family and kind of what does that look like along the way, because we're in the process of doing the exact same thing. And so we want to be able to do that with you. And because a lot of times what we do is we end up, I know this is for me. For years, I would sit back and I would go, man, I just wish I could create more memories with my family. Hmm. Or I just wish that, time is going by so quickly and I don't feel like I've had enough dating with my wife, or that I haven't done X, Y, and Z, and I wish we had done this more. And a lot of times that's just intentionality and it's just sitting down and just doing it. But if you don't have someone walking alongside you to push you to do it and to guide you in doing it, a lot of times that it just doesn't get done. That's just the way we are as human beings. And so we want to help serve you in that.
And I love like the families that we've done this with before, the feedback is just incredible at just the difference. I mean, how many times have we said that where we're like, you are different people than when we started?
Yeah.
Like your countenance is different. Your marriage is different. Like you're changed. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it has anything magical to do with us. It's just part of the process of walking through these things.
Well, and it's people who were hungry for it.
Yeah.
It's people who, and what Christy's talking about is where we've done this individually with families. Mm-hmm. And we've done it that way as well. But these are people who they are hungry for living on purpose and having a great marriage. And we want to be able to offer this in a broader way to more people, which is why we're doing the group model. We believe the group model works so well. We are super excited about that. And so if you're interested, sign up for that. If you believe you can do this on your own, we are grateful for that. We encourage you to do that. Set the values. That's one of the big things that we'll really encourage, is set those family values. As Christy mentioned earlier, adventure is one of ours. We also have excellence or integrity is what Christy mentioned. And then obviously here through us, is empathy is a big one for us, and just stepping into the shoes of another human being and just really understanding their story. And that's our heart with each of you, is to understand your story. So the last one that I will say is this, or the last thing that we believe is important as it relates to this whole journey is, because it does change. It changes all the time. Mm-hmm. So one of the things Patrick Lencioni describes in his book, The 3 Big Questions of a Frantic Family, is what is your rallying cry? And for each of us, and that rallying cry changes over the course of maybe 3-4 months or something like that. And so last fall, our rallying cry was rest and rhythm. I had personally hit burnout. I was just done. I was tired. That's what led me into therapy. And we just really needed a place. And so we pulled our kids out of sports. We pulled our kids out of, because our son had just started all day, every day kindergarten. So we knew he'd be tired and we just wanted to find new rhythm. Now in the new year, we're here in the new year, And one of the big things that our rallying cry is here in the new year for each of us is finding what is the thing that brings us to life, mm-hmm. like bringing out our inner child, if you will. And so I'm discovering that, Christy's discovering that, we're discovering that in our kids. We are going to experiment with new activities for our kids to see what they might enjoy and getting into. And so what are those things that bring out our inner child? That's our rallying cry right now. We're in a good season, so we're able to do that, but we've come out of rest and rhythm. Mm-hmm. And so you might be in a season where you're just trying, you might have one child, for instance, who's just really not doing well in school, not doing well emotionally, and your family's rallying cry needs to be around that one child. And you just make it about that one child. Or maybe it's your marriage. Your marriage is just not in a good place. You're not communicating well. That becomes your rallying cry. And so, find that rallying cry for yourself.
And like, I think,
what is that for
and
your
I
family?
Think just so you all hear the freedom in that. So often we set so many goals, so many small things that we're never going to attain because we're trying to hit too many moving targets at the same time. But what Josh is referencing is you can hit one thing for a season, as we've mentioned seasons, even in the previous episode. It's amazing how you can look back and we can say, look back at the season of rest and rhythm. Look what it did for us. Because that was our main, we just went all in on that and it transformed. And now we've moved out of that season and we are in a new one. But so often I think we try to better ourselves in so many ways at the same time that we lose out on all of them because we don't hit any of them. And then was this perpetual cycle of we're not moving forward. Like I can never finish. I can never follow through. We're not moving forward. We are getting no traction. And that might be why. So keep it simple. Be super gentle with yourself, with your spouse, with your kids.
And your rallying cry may go back to the thing we talked about last week, which was what is that one thing you need to be to mm-hmm. become a better parent or a better spouse? Mm-hmm. And maybe that one thing becomes your one rallying cry as a family. You know, find that simple thing. Don't make this complicated. Keep it simple. And the other thing that the final thing that I would say as we talk about finding what makes your family unique is this cannot be done apart from prayer. I mean, it can be, but we just really, if early on in our relationship, Christy and I started praying a prayer of Moses on the mountain, and just God in Exodus, and his prayer was, God, show us your ways, teach us your ways, make us aware of your presence, because we do not want to go where you're not, and show us your glory. And I think that idea of showing us your glory, like this is to promote God's glory. This is to show who he is. And so our family is to bring about God's glory on the earth and to live in a way that we love others well as we love ourselves. And so do this in prayer. Do this prayerfully. Be prayerful as you consider your rallying cry. Be prayerful as you consider your values.
And I would say if you walk with God, if you have a walk of faith, I would posit that probably you have already heard or felt his nudgings towards something. And so often it's like we just don't take time to stop and listen and process. Like, he's been telling me this for months. He's been telling you this and me this. You kind of know where he's been trying to move you. And so often in our own stubbornness or just busyness, we don't move. We don't listen. We don't repent. We don't submit. And we try to just bust through on our own. So I would just listen to where you hear those echoes, where it's his voice saying, like, this is the way, walk in it.
That's a good statement. I like that.
Good.
Because you're hearing his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not yours.
Yeah. And so prayerfully get centered in what he wants you to do.
So if you would love either to do this with us, or if you want to do this on your own, that's great too. But if you want to do this with us and with part of the group coaching, you can go to the website drjoshandchristy.com, and you'll see the dates there. The first dates for 2019 are there. You can register right now. You can also get on a call with us if you would, if you're not sure sort of where you would like to land, what you think your family needs right now. We'll get on the phone with you and talk with you about what you think, and we can kind of direct you where.
For free.
For free.
We will get on a discovery call with you. We genuinely want to serve you, and
we want to get you to where you want to go. We don't want to tell you that this is what you need, because it may not be. You may need something different, but we'd love to talk to you about that. And
you can sign up for times on the discovery call on the website.
Yeah, you can just register, and they have this whole fancy system that just, we know when to call you and how, and it'll be so great. We love to talk to you. And also, so the first session dates are on the website, and then we will run this throughout the year as well. So there'll be other offerings. But we would love to do this with you if you feel like this, like, is hitting a button for you and your family. And it's something you can do as spouses. You can do just one of you. If it'd be great to have the feedback from both of you, but we understand that not all spouses have the same, you know, time schedule and that kind of thing. So don't worry about that. We understand very well. So it's created so that you can do it either way. But we would just love to be able to serve you however we can. So go to drjoshandchristy.com, and we'd love to chat with you soon.
Yes. We'll put the link in the show notes, and next week we will get into more of how we can continue to live this becoming out here in New Year, what it looks like to become a family who lives on purpose, and what it looks to become a parent and a spouse who our kids want to be like one day.
May it be so, Lord. Yes.
So go create some moments.
We love you.
Check out inthistogetherpodcast.com for previous episodes and to subscribe. If you have a question or a topic that you'd love us to cover, hit the submit button there on the page.
And we would also love if you would leave us a review. Your reviews mean so much to us and help others learn about the podcast. You can also find us on Instagram or Facebook. And for coaching and speaking inquiries, visit our website at drjoshandchristy.com.
Until next time, press in and live in the moment.